There are many alternatives to ensure you are not using prohibited procedures and actions. The things you are allowed to do are called permitted actions and procedures. 245D allows procedures that include physical contact or instructional techniques which use the least restrictive method to meet the person's needs. Least restrictive means the intervention must be the least intrusive and most normalized option given the situation and the needs for safety. Things you are allowed to do, which include physical contact, are to calm or comfort a person by holding with no resistance from that person, to protect a person known to be at risk of injury due to frequent falls as a result of a medical condition, to facilitate the person's completion of a task or response when the person does not resist or the person's resistance is minimal in intensity and duration. Lastly, you can use physical contact to block or redirect a person's limbs or body without holding or limiting the person's movement to interrupt the person's behavior that may result in injury to self or others with less than 60 seconds of physical contact by staff. For example, using your arm to block your face if someone tries to hit you. You can also redirect a person's behavior when the behavior does not pose a serious threat to the person or others, and the behavior is effectively redirected with less than 60 seconds of physical contact by staff.